to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltec, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 15. Well, hello to you all. It certainly has been quite some time since my last episode, and I must say that this half of the year has been a very busy one. And of course, as we journey into the Christmas time and New Year, it's getting busier still. So I'm going to keep this episode brief, but I wanted to take the opportunity to wish you all a marvellous and abundant festive season. For me, I've been running my temple groups all year, and although I really enjoy doing that, by the end of the year, I guess I really welcome a break from the ongoing commitment and responsibility. So I'm going to take 6 weeks off into the new year, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope that wherever you are in the world, that you have an opportunity to have a break also. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast throughout 2011. I will return next year, and I'm sure there'll be lots of exciting news to share. In the meantime, I'd like to give you a gift. And of course, it is a free Ascended Master lecture, as given through the White Star Temple. And you can learn about the White Star Temple and its Melchizedek University at my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com. The following message is from Dearest Mother Mary. It's a very gentle energy and very beautiful and simple, as often they are these days. I hope you are greatly uplifted by it and enjoy it. As always, I encourage you to listen to the Ascended Master lecture while in a meditative state of mind, and in this way you receive fully the energies that are downloaded with the words. And it's these energies that bring the greater wisdom and understanding. Well, before I sign off, I'd like to remind you that my White Star Temple book, the digital version of it, is still freely available as a download. From my website, simply go to the front page and you'll find a link there. I must say it's been very gratifying to see a number of you download this book. And even more so, I've recently started a networking campaign on Facebook. So many more people have now downloaded this book, and that really pleases me. Well, my friends, all the best, and I'll see you in the new year. I'm Soltec. Joy and peace to you. And bye for now. Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Mary, who journeys to each of you this day as you elevate your consciousness, as you come into the radiance of your beautiful temple and finding your placement. You come amongst friends. Bring this to your awareness. You begin to deepen. You sense the pulse, so to speak, of creation. You sense the vibrancy of that which is in truth God's kingdom. You come into the exhilaration creation in motion. Of an existence outside of space and time. That is so filled with all manner of movement. Filled with all manner of blessings. And a deep sense of coming into attainment. There is such a sense of joy, for those within creation absolutely delight in their explorations, knowing full well that there is a construction, so to speak, that is being formed within this universe. So then there is a busyness of spirit, a palpable sense of anticipation and pure delight. Come into the feeling of this, for you are part of it and have your place, and you contribute, my dearest ones, in ways so unique and so breathtaking that all of creation holds humanity dear to them. Come into your breath and come into this exhilaration. Allow the heart to quicken and the higher consciousness that is framed in joy to reveal itself. So be open. Let go of containment and limitation, for consciousness is buoyant, is light as a feather. Bring this to your awareness. We become aware of the embrace of your temple, and we become aware of your many guides and teachers. They crowd about us, so to speak. They come excitedly, for you are part of their equation. And there is meaning to that which they do in the context of you. And more than this, there is a beautiful love. It circulates amongst them. And is reserved for you. So then I say to you, come into the embrace of these ones whom guide, these ones whom are the oldest of friends. Let go. Come into the lightness of being and the excitement of this gathering, held within the context of creation in movement. I am with you, and my energies come upon you like a gentle mist, into the breath. It passes between you and those whom love you. You begin to strengthen, buoyant and supported by those about you. There is encouragement this day as you strengthen in love. I say to you, summon to you all that is yours of love across space and time. Gather to you the love that is uniquely yours in the human experience. There is a whirlpool forming about you, the gentlest of movements, as from across space and time of your humanness, all the love that you have ever generated now begins to magnetize to you, returning to its source. Come into the feeling of this. Come into the movement as the love that is yours in humanness forms about you. Every lifetime that you have ever generated love begins to form a most wondrous garment of light about you. and every particle of light within this garment represents a moment of love that is yours. Come into the experience of this and see how this garment builds and grows, how every wondrous pinpoint of light is your experience of love, the love that you have birthed in human lifetimes. This whirlpool of love, now manifested tangibly as light, is seemingly infinite, and you are surprised at how many rivers form about you. It is so beautiful, so exquisite, and so unique to your consciousness. It is beautiful. And even more of these moments of love return to you. For your experience in human form has crossed many lifetimes, many eons of your measurement and beyond. Each particle of light, a moment of love. This is how your soul draws to itself the beauty of your love. This is what your soul seeks from the human experience across space and time. Every experience of love that you bring in human form becomes a portal to love. Do you see? It remains in the moment and remains within eternity. And we see then how love journeys to your world through the portals that you create and continue to sustain. Every moment of love from every human consciousness is forever imprinted upon the fabric of your world. It is exponential. Do you see? For the more that humanity gathers love to itself, then so it is, more gateways to love are opened, and more comes, and so forth, and so forth. And humanity then shall reach the point of collective consciousness that becomes one open gateway. then God is manifested upon your world. Come into your breath. There is then tremendous significance to the love that you bring to each other, not simply by human terms, though this is beautiful and exquisite, but for that which it opens. Each moment of love is like a perfect pinprick, so to speak, upon a fabric of darkness in your world. Enabling the light to both escape and to pierce through. I say to you, dearest ones, that your garment of light, that which you often refer to as the light body, is a most marvelous creation, for it is born of moments of love. And you build this still. It is still being woven, do you see? It is how the body of light is created. Into the resonance of this, and how wonderful this light feels to you. It is so familiar, for held within every moment of love, perceived now as a particle of light, is the memory of love. Love's experience, that which is yours. Is this not truly wondrous? Held within the body of light of all souls, is the memory of love. Every existence, every variance, and each completely unique, completely unique. So then, my dearest ones, we see this river of light forming about you. It is a confirmation, is it not, of that which you have woven about yourself across space and time, in many lifetimes, including this, the one of your present. But you are, as you say, old souls. And the soul has taken much opportunity to draw to itself. These unique experiences of love. Your body of light. Upon your world, you would agree that to love another is a wonderful thing to do. You understand this. It is simple understanding. Love is transformational. Love constructs. But dearest ones, know this. That even a greater experience of love in the context of service is to be loved. For in your loving of others, the gateway of the heart is forged, but it is forged greater still through the allowing of others to love you. Do you see? At every turn, bring opportunity to be loved, for then you bring this marvelous gift to the one whom loves you, that they create a moment of love, that they weave their body of light. Do you see? To be loved is to give this gift, is to bring them an opportunity to construct. Come into the resonance of this. I say to you, do not deflect the love from others, nor diminish their opportunity. You have special understanding. It is seated within, through your temple. So that upon the field of your human world, it may be sown and grow. Look upon it as this. And these are my words, my love and light, this day, and I am Mary Adonai.